All right, we're here with Charles Davis from NFL Network. And, Charles, let's talk Eagles offseason. The big question, of course, will Nick Foles be the quarterback in 2015?
I think that he probably will. I think that the way that he ran the offense prior to being injured, and Mark Sanchez didn't exactly seize it. Remember, it started out great,
yep,
but he didn't exactly seize it. And when a team doesn't go to the playoffs, all bets are off.
What do you think of Nick as a quarterback and the way that he runs the offense under Chip Kelly?
I think, you know, it's interesting. We've talked over the years, right? And tell me if I'm wrong about this conversation. Everyone thinks there has to be a certain style quarterback to play for Chip Kelly.
That's exactly right.
Nothing could be further from the truth, right? Because Nick Foles didn't fit that mold. Heavy-footed, zone read, all that. His production was off the charts the first year. There's no way that production, the production numbers were going to be the same the second year. I think that another year in the system, another year of grinding it out, I think he can still be a very effective player, but I wouldn't put it past the Eagles to bring in some competition, too.
In terms of other offseason needs, Eagles fans will point towards the secondary, of course, with that Eagles defense. A really good front seven, but some struggles deep, gave up a lot of X plays throughout the season. What do you make of that group?
Well, I think that that's a group that's going to get competition coming towards them. Look, when you don't make the playoffs in this league, everyone's in jeopardy, quote unquote. There are guys who will get better when they continue to go out and play. But all in all, this draft class, free agent class, will be evaluated heavily by Coach Kelly and his crew.
As you look at sort of the macro sense of the NFC East now as it stands, the Cowboys coming off, you know, very close to going to the NFC Championship game. How do you make sense of that jockeying for position atop the division?
Well, I think it's the normal division. It tends to rotate around, doesn't it? Whoever is on top, they're coming to get you. The Cowboys got it done with a serious formula of running the heck out of football, allowing Tony Romo now to make plays. Will DeMarco Murray be back? Can he be back with the same production? That offensive line certainly suggests that he could. And, you know, if you want to be a back, you want to go to Dallas and play right now. But the team that probably is a little scary for everyone is the Giants. The way they finish things off, Tom Coughlin getting the vote of confidence and coming back, and his competitive nature, I thought that Eli Manning took another jump towards, you know, back towards being Eli Manning. I think the Giants are the team that's going to scare a few people.
The fighting Odell Beckham's Eagles fans not looking forward to facing that guy for the next few years.
Who is? No one in the league is. The things that he did in terms of missing all those games to begin the season and then going off the charts with his production, forget just the catch, just the things he did game in and game out, and his confidence rose to an unbelievable level, and he became a true number one receiver in the league as a rookie.
How about finally your thoughts on the changes to the Eagles front office, Chip Kelly taking over personnel? What do you make of that as the Eagles move forward under Chip?
It sounds to me like this is an Eagles franchise that wants to get better. Chip Kelly's had a great eye for talent, been a terrific evaluator all along. He knows what he wants for his football team. I don't see any problem with him being the top guy in charge because I think he's got a great staff under him that does an excellent job of evaluating as well.
All right, well, Charles Davis, make sure you watch him all next week covering the Senior Bowl for NFL Network as we get a jump on this draft season on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.